ownership, Willink maintains, starts with the leader. Any leader who wants to earn respect and trust and win the hearts and minds of his team must take 100% ownership of everything under him, including everything that goes wrong with a project and every bit of mischief a subordinate gets up to. If anyone on the team is not doing what they should be doing, it is the duty of the leader to clarify the mission and action plan, retrain or transfer that person to another role, or relieve him of his duties. A leader should not make excuses or pass blame for anything under his domain. This, according to Willink, is extreme ownership, and it is the base principle that cuts across all of the other leadership principles. When a leader holds himself to this level of ownership, other people both up and down the chain of command start to hold themselves accountable to the things under their domain. In the second part of the book, Willink cautions readers that if they are to succeed as new leaders, they must be decisive and humble, and they must build relationships and pass credit up and down the chain of command. If they take the time to do their research, to know members of their teams and their qualifications, and understand the team's mission and the procedures and equipment they will use, and if they seek the input of their subordinates on what they don't understand, they will earn the respect and confidence of their teams. Willink also cautions new leaders against succumbing to ego trappings and acting like know-it-alls. If a team has an attitude problem, it is most likely an ego problem, and chances are it is the leader who is at fault. Teams are made of people who have egos of their own, and people will resist the guidance of any leader who forces orders down their throats, shoots down their ideas and suggestions, or takes criticism personally. They will gladly follow the guidance of a leader who takes the time to observe and understand the team first, gives subtle directions, asks his juniors how they think things should be done, listens to what everyone has to say, and stays open to alternative ideas. Part of being an influential leader and building effective team players is letting other people lead. A good leader, Willink insists, is first a good follower. He lets others take charge of everything but the most critical parts of the job. If the action plans his subordinates come up with are different from his, but have a decent chance of success, he lets them execute the plans, knowing that any difference in efficiency will easily be made up for by their sense of ownership. Willink also invites leaders to consider using leadership as a tool to teach and build. If someone in their team has a negative attitude, they can put him in charge of tasks that matter, and the challenge of the new responsibility will teach that person to step up and become a better team player. If another person needs a lesson in humility, she can be put in charge of a task or project beyond her level of competency so that failure can humble her. Finally, if a leader wants to rebuild the confidence of a junior, he can put him in charge of a task he can execute with relative ease and, when he succeeds, assign him a slightly tougher task. Review. In Leadership Strategy and Tactics, Field Manual, former U.S. Navy SEAL Jocko Willink leverages his knowledge and experiences from the battlefield and from companies and executives he has consulted with to offer solutions to some of the toughest challenges of leadership. The practice of leadership, Willink writes, is difficult because every person a leader is in charge of has a different personality, a different worldview. Some of the people a leader is supposed to direct, support, and motivate are crazy. But there is a pattern to every facet of human behavior, even the madness. If a leader can recognize these patterns, Willink assures the reader, she can predict what her subordinates will do and positively impact their opinions, choices, attitudes, and behaviors. The patterns Willink uncovers are well documented in leadership literature. People are motivated by autonomy. Complex instructions add to the chaos of the problem. Positive relationships are the heart of effective communication and strong teams. Self-directed learning sticks longer than supervised training. A heavy-handed leadership approach only works for a while. Accountability is contagious. Humility, respect, and hard work win people over. What gives Leadership Strategy and Tactics an edge over other books in its genre is the fact that it is a pragmatic how-to guide. Willink draws from his military experience to illustrate how these lessons can be applied to real leadership.